fucking serious with this.
Cat's gotta eat, man.
No, it's, yeah.
They're not real, understanding other people's boundaries and time.
If I, you know, if I lay there long enough, cat will eventually, like, just settle in and be like, all right, well, I'm just gonna lay here and, you know.
Wait until it's time for you to get up, and then I will bother you again.
Yeah.
So the way we circumvent that is that our cats mostly eat dry food, so we just leave the dry food out in plentiful enough portion.
Where like, I'm going to outsmart this situation. Sleep. Like, no. Absolutely not.
It's not possible. Back in New York all next week, and then I'm out of town the following week.
Okay.
And then I'm not going anywhere again until the holidays. Except for PAX.
Right, PAX.
Yeah, that's happening.
I think I need to submit a panel for that.
You should do that while Ben and I are recording our Persona thing today.
Yeah. Yeah, we should figure out if we're going to be able to get back on that Battlegrounds train.
Yes.
On Monday.
We should at the very least do it next week.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. I think next time we do that, I might want to just spend the entire time jumping into populated areas and trying to just get better at actual fighting.
Agreed. Now's the time. Yeah, I've gotten a little better doing a bit more of that before I came out here. My shooting's still pretty erratic, but I've gotten better at punching dudes in close quarters.
Okay.
Like in the early goings. I mean, I still won't win against a shotgun or anything, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not great at it yet, but I'm starting to learn how to use grenades as, like, distraction tactic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Will do a pretty good one the other day where he threw a grenade at a dude that was down a hill, and it spooked him so much he ran right up the hill direct into his sights.
Ah, nice.
But yeah, the only way we're going to get better.
Yeah, yeah. Just do a ton of that, or as much of it as we can, instead of doing all the setup. Like, here, let's have a bunch of runs that we're probably not going to win, but we'll hopefully at least win some gunfights along the way.
And I know at least a few of those towns like good rooftops to land on where you can get guns quick. So hopefully we can coordinate that and not end up being, like, underarmed against a whole bunch of assholes.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But if we are, we just restart and,
yeah,
and do it again.
And again. And again.
And again.
And again. And again. It's going to be really hectic once they start adding those other maps to that game. Because everyone has so memorized every aspect of this one.
Right, yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful thing watching everyone descend into the chaos of a new map.
I wonder if it would ever be cool. I mean, you know, obviously they didn't build the game for this. It'd probably be pretty fucking hard, but, like, I feel like a generated map would be pretty cool.
It would. I also like just the painstaking length they go to curate every aspect
right,
of those maps.
That's the problem, is, you know, you'd never be able to have it both ways. But man, if you could.
Yeah. There's still areas of that map I've never been to. Like, I've never been inside the quarry.
Yeah, same here. Never.
I didn't discover the flooded area until, like, weeks into the game.
I've only been there once.
I want to go back to the ruins one of those days on that top of that hill, because that's actually a decent loot spot. Not necessarily a great one, but it's perfect for solo, because no one ever drops there, and there's usually at least, like, one good rifle up there. And it's, like, high enough up that if you get a good circle, you can just kind of, if you, and you luck out and get a good scope, you can just kind of hang out there.
I have not done a ton of scoped shooting.
That's a thing I also need to get better at.
Yeah.
Give me a 4X or better, I can do okay, but...
Like, I've never been a great sniper in most shooters.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how well I would do.
I mean, my shotgun is still my best weapon.
Yeah.
It's just getting that close is so dangerous in that game. Alright, I'm going to need the chat to explain what the hell happened on the Beastcast this week, because I haven't had a chance to listen yet, and the way they were setting it up made it sound like they had gone to a dark place.
I mean, we could just put it on.
We could. I don't know.
We could bootleg the podcast.
Let's not bootleg our own podcast. Dan goes to Mars, says Birdie Mighty. Alright. Dan thought NASA owned land on the moon.
That's not how that works.
No. Well, okay. Someone takes off their shirt. I assume it was Jeff Bachelor. Fun fact, he does most of those podcasts entirely nude.
Yeah. That's why they call him Wild Man Bacalar.
Mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar apparently has nuclear arms. Dan thought an architect and a carpenter were the same thing. I'll save that for my flight home tomorrow. I never get to listen to my own show, so this will be fun. Threatened HR. Oh, God. All right. Dark place.
Yeah.
Where was Abby during all of this? She's supposed to be the one that keeps order.
That's what a producer does. Produces order.
Goddamn millennials. Can't rely on them.
Mm.
She was encouraging it. God damn it! They're all fired.
Yeah.
I don't have that power, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know.
I definitely can't fire Jeff, because I don't work in that division, but he's fired.
Put in some calls.
Well, don't worry, everyone. I'll be back next week, and then won't be there the week after that. So you'll get 1 week of calm, and then another week of abject chaos.
You gotta let him, you gotta let him know. A reminder of the power you wield.
These fists.
Yep.
Did you buy a thing off the Steam sale yet?
Nope.
Yeah, I looked around, and there are some good deals on there. They're just mostly for games I already own.
Yeah. I was looking at the PSN and Xbox store sales that were happening last week, too, a little bit. Didn't really find anything. I ended up buying the Titanfall 2 cosmetics that I had not yet purchased.
Ah. Yeah, you were saying you got back into that game.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
It's a really good game.
More people should play Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
I should play more Titanfall 2.
Seems like they got another map coming out pretty soon here.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I think for me it was just playing the new one, as good as it is, didn't recapture the magic and the surprise of that first game.
Sure.
But I really shouldn't hold it against that because it is really, really, really solid.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would have roughly the same reaction to, like, an Overwatch 2 at this point of, like, yeah, it's really good, but...
you kind of know what it is, you know.
Yeah, it won't blow me away the same way the first one did. Also, you figure, what, 1-2 years before they do another one of those?
Titanfall? Yeah. I would hope so.
I meant Overwatch, but yeah.
Oh, Overwatch? Oh, I figure it's significantly further out.
You think?
I think they'll just support the shit out of Overwatch. And keep that going that way. Unless the numbers dwindle in such a way that they're like, well, this is what we can do.
Try to move on.
Get it back up there. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I could see 2 years. I could see it. The way shooters tend to cycle, I can see it.
But, like, you know, it's a character-based game. It's a, you know, it's a Blizzard game. It feels like it has that kind of potential for, or whatever, it's already kind of being played that way. But, like, the competitive, the kind of ranked competitive esports-like nature of it.
I mean, for what it's worth, I don't need or want them to make a sequel anytime soon. I think about the way this business works sometimes, and I just wonder if there would be any pressure to launch another $60 product along those lines in the relatively near future, especially considering Blizzard is the thing that is mostly propping up that company right now.
Sure. I wonder if instead they would consider a paid expansion.
Sure, I can see that.
Because separating the player base and going like, hey, here's, you know, the same heroes, but we had to think up new ideas for all of them.
Right.
Because this is a sequel and that's the expectation. Like, that seems like change for change's sake. Whereas if they're just rolling updates onto Overwatch, then it's like, okay, we updated this one character because we felt this character needed something.
Right.
Or, you know, we changed the way that this whole Super Overwatch and say like, oh, now every character has 2 ults.
Right.
And you pick going in which one you want to use.
Yeah, I mean, they've already kind of done that with Symmetra.
Right, yeah.
And that made her so much better of a character, because it kind of gave people some variance in playstyle with her.
Yeah, I could see them doing something like that. I see them, like, supporting original Overwatch for, like, a really long time.
Yeah.
I think that's... The same way there's no Hearthstone 2.
Right.
You know?
Though I do wonder if they're starting to get to a point now with that game.
Right.
Because they're making changes to, like, stuff with the loot, where it's, you know, you're going to get more legendary drops or whatever.
Right.
And I wonder if maybe they're just starting to see a little bit of a drop-off in the number of people that are willing to buy packs for that game.
I bet.
And, I mean, to be fair, that game is not really doing it for me as much anymore. The last expansion kind of killed my enthusiasm for it.
Right.
Just kind of, I feel like I might be just done.
Yeah, but, like, you know, what if they said, hey, here's Hearthstone 2, is that...
I would give it a shot.
Yeah.
I would see what it's like. I mean, if they make significant changes, then I could probably be down with it. It's just, I feel like at this point they've stacked over that meta so many times.
Right.
That it just feels a little unwieldy.
And, like, would that need to be Hearthstone 2, or could that just be, hey, we have, like, dramatically rebalanced ranked play...
I mean, I guess. I think there's also some of the novelty is just kind of worn off the core game for me.
Yeah. But yeah, I think they would have to get to a point where they feel like they've wrung every last bit out of Overwatch 1 before they even think about, you know, Overwatch 2, unless they fuck it up, like, that kills the first game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's fair. And again, I'm perfectly happy to keep playing Overwatch for the foreseeable future, as it is. That's one game I very much wish had crossplay, though I totally understand why it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no other game has a more fractured, like, friend list for me than that one. So I just play the PC version on free weekends with friends on there, and then I just stick to PS4 the rest of the time. Because I really don't want to pay for that game twice.
Yeah.
Especially considering your cosmetics don't carry over at all.
Right. Yeah, it'd be nice if they at least linked to that stuff. It was like, hey, you can't play together, but if you buy both versions, we'll at least fucking let your friends travel.
Like, that to me would get me to invest in the game again.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
how's the player base these days?
On PS4, it was like 10,000 last time I fired it up, which was like enough to get right into a game.
Right.
But on PC, it's way less viable. And I'm not sure where Xbox One is at these days. You know, they have their plan for rolling out stuff, and all the maps and shit are free.
They just sell the cosmetics, right?
Yeah. And, like, it's clear that they're still supporting it. They came out and said, yes, we will do the work to update it for Xbox One X. And run that shit in 4K or something resembling it, whatever it is. So it's like there's still support there. But, you know, like, they keep having to, like, remind you that they're supporting it.
Yeah.
It's this kind of continued thing of, like, EA saying, oh, we definitely stand by. Yes, we certainly, we love the Titanfall.
At the same time, it was one of the only, like, active service games they have going on right now. And they didn't mention it at all during E3, like, you know, hey, any plans for the future or whatever. I mean, they didn't really for Battlefield either, but
they had a map. They spent some time.
A little bit.
Doing the expansion stuff for Battlefield.
But they didn't really talk about Titanfall at all.
No, not at all. But there were announcements timed to E3.
Yeah.
They just didn't talk about it on stage. Like, that's the thing, is, like, I saw, it's like, I think it's on Respawn's blog, or I'm not sure where it is, but there's like a blog's like, hey, just a reminder of the announcements we made back at EA Play. It's like, oh, well, alright, where'd you make those announcements? Because putting out a press release during the event is not necessarily at EML, anyway.
Yeah.
But they're like, hey, we've got, you know, a fan favorite mode returning in July. We've got a map coming, you know, like they've got their stuff coming. I imagine the mode, it has to be the Horde mode thing.
Right.
At this point, because I can't think of anything else that is not already there.
Yeah, there's nothing else I can think of that is, like, a fan, that would qualify as a fan favorite that's already in there.
Yeah. But they added that Horde mode, like, later on in Titanfall 1. Like,
but people really liked it, right?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Yeah.
A good Horde mode is good. You know, it's reliable, it's fun.
Thank you. I wonder if they take, like, a significant break from Titanfall, though, considering they're doing that Star Wars game.
Well, it's like...
like, if they're big enough to run both games at the same time, if they're big enough to, like, start pre-production on Titanfall 3, well...
I mean, I bet there's, like, a small core of people that are, like, you know, specking stuff out, but... I mean, what are they, like an 80-person team or something?
That sounds right, but I guess I don't really know.
Yeah, so I have to imagine that the vast majority of those people would have, like, rolled over onto the Star Wars game once Titanfall was out the door.
You'd think, yeah.
And I'm sure they get support from other EA studios, but...
I don't know that they do. Not for Titanfall.
I was saying for Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, yeah, I wonder even then, because... so many other studios are already working on so many other Star Wars games. Like, I feel like I have to go back and look at the credits, but I want to say that, like, Titanfall 2 had just a lot of outsourcing,
right,
from outside of EA.
Yeah, I mean, they're not set up like 2K or Ubi, where they have a million support studios, yeah, internationally.
And EA doesn't own Respawn, so it's like, right, a pretty different relationship.
I do feel like if EA were going to throw resources at them from internally, it would be for the Star Wars thing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, my ankle hurts, and I don't know why. I woke up and it just, like, feels like it's going to break.
It's not good. You don't want that.
But when I put weight on it, it's fine. It's just only when I was laying down, going like, ooh, when I move my ankle like this, it feels like my ankle's going to fall off my ankle. And then now, you know, driving a car, just, yeah, it's weird.
Had that happen a few weeks ago where I just woke up one day and my Achilles tendon felt like it was going to burst. Just like super swollen and sore, and I don't remember doing anything that would have hurt it.
Yeah.
And then, like, a day or two later, it was just fine again. Bodies are fucking stupid.
They are. Get rid of all this pesky flesh. Put me in the machine.
Yes. Get me out of this meat machine. Put me into a machine.
Get angry.
Yes.
No, I'm not buying it,
man. I'm not really buying it either.
Gas on the way home.
Okay.
Know that. sure if we'll get to it on the show today, but I brought my Saturn in. It's just that one game.
One's all you need.
Yeah. If Rory was in town, I would have brought Sega Rally, because he was... It seemed like the one Saturn game he wanted to play more than anything else. We were streaming Saturn games a while back. I played some of that game.
I don't remember it being that great.
It's... People really like it. It's... Yeah. Like, it's from that transition period where, like, that's how games were in arcades. You
right.
drove the car and there was a countdown timer, and if you didn't reach the checkpoint, you fucking lost.
Right.
And then they brought those home and tried to bolt, like, one extra mode onto them, but it was never quite enough. But it was still full price, and you're like, that,
none of this really checks out.
This doesn't really seem like a good use of money or time.
Yeah, at some point you were just kind of happy about the novelty of having that in a place
right.
that was your house.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
I ended up feeling the same way about stuff like Crazy Taxi when that came home. But at least with Crazy Taxi, they just added modes that were like, drive for 10 minutes, see how many, you know, see how much money you can get or whatever.
I feel like Crazy Taxi translated a little bit better because the gameplay was more than just drive.
Sure.
It was, you know, yeah. there were antics. There were things happening in that game. I mean, it was basically the same idea, but I don't know. I felt like I got more out of it. Mm. I played a lot of Crazy Taxi on the Dreamcast.
I liked they tried to do, like, the crazy box mode and, you know, some of the other stuff. They were like, hey, let's put something else into this fucking game. But yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of stuff that felt like okay to play for 50 cents at a time or something. But going out and dropping a lump sum full game price purchase on some of that stuff just always, yeah. just around that time is I think when it really started rubbing me the wrong way. Especially once the, you know, home versions were clearly like inferior to the arcade versions.
Right.
A lot of that stuff. Leaving just in time for it to not be a fucking zillion degrees anymore.
Glad I could be here for it.
Yeah, it might actually be nice for the next few days.
I'm sure when I get back to New York it will be deeply unpleasant. I bring that with me.
Thank you. Crazy Taxi Flicker that came out?
A little bit. It's cool. Like, I think it's kind of a fun, goofy thing. I just didn't get super into it.
Yeah. I think I'm almost done. Like, it kind of feels... Well, because it has some writing in it, I guess you'll get to a point where you've seen the end of the writing.
Right.
Like, I've already... There's already certain elements of that game that, like, at the beginning of it had little quips and stuff like that that just sort of straight up gone. They're just like, yeah, no, you've seen all these. So it's weird. It feels like at the beginning it feels like this kind of rich thing of like, oh, you're meeting all these new characters and they all have dumb little things to say, and then at some point you've kind of met them all and they've all said the two things that they say, and instead of repeating it, it just stops doing it.
I mean, that's probably the right way to go.
Yeah, but it definitely makes that thing feel fucking totally lifeless at some point. Wow, weird. But they added a lot of new strains to Wiz Khalifa's Weed Farm, so I kind of got back into that.
It's really weird to see that bizarre subgenre of games start branching out into actual licensed versions of that.
Like, this is a fucking Office Space game.
What?
It just came out, and it's a clicker, and it's fucking Office Space. Like, they've recreated scenes from Office Space with this art style, and when you fucking want a prestige, you cash in all your staplers and burn down the office and start over. It's fucking bizarre.
What the fuck is going on anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, someone had to figure out what to do with game licensing when game licensing kind of, you know, stopped being a thing. And after a while, they just went completely insane.
Yeah. It's just weird to look at it and go like, hey, this fucking Office Space game, for what it is, not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I just don't like clickers that much. I think that's the thing that mostly keeps me from doing any of that, is that I just don't care enough to want to do them.
I have largely... And I think I did this without realizing it, but that is the thing I do instead of Twitter on my phone now.
Mm.
And it's been nice for that. Of like, oh, I'm in a situation where I would fiddle around with my phone, and now I don't have to fucking sift through fucking Twitter's bullshit. Because I've got this stuff, and then I can still look at Twitter occasionally and I've been okay at that, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Weed maps.
Weed maps. Yeah, are there ads for weed in New York?
No, so like it's legal for medical there, but it's still very limited.
Yeah.
Like it's like California was when it first started doing medical, and it has been that way for a while. So it's a much more limited number of things you can actually get it for, and the number of dispensaries is very low.
Yeah, I feel like it's been maybe just this calendar year or something that stuff like that started happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think once the...
A lot of bus ads and shit.
Once that measure went through,
yeah,
essentially saying, hey, at some point it's all just going to be legal, I imagine that any sort of need to sort of hide the medical aspect of it went away entirely.
Right. Yeah. It's weird. It feels like a movie. It doesn't feel real, like seeing ads for weed on things.
I mean, having grown up my entire life with it being, you know, prohibition, like, it is super weird.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the right move.
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course.
But
there's something about seeing brazen ads for blazing
that you're just like...
Like, what? Hang on.
Yeah, it feels like you've wandered into a completely different world.
Is this bus a cop? Like, what is... Fucking fed trap. It's a grocery store last weekend, and talking about how fucking fucked up hot it was. And the guy was like, oh, you know, you get some of those, like, portable air conditioning units. You know, now that fucking no one is growing weed anymore, I'm sure there are plenty of people trying to sell those. And he's like, yeah, I guess, like, now, like, the economics around it have changed so much that it's, for some people, it ends up being way more lucrative, and for others, it's, like, way less.
Yeah. Yeah, take a trick up to Humboldt, check Craigslist. I'm sure you'll find a lot of portable air conditioners for sale.
Yeah. Yeah, and I realized, oh, that's probably good, because it probably means that fewer people are fucking, like, getting shot.
There's that. That would be good.
Because they're just wandering around a forest and accidentally find someone's fucking grow op.
Yeah, that was turning into, like, a big old thing in Mendocino, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, just fucking, you know, people finding fucking traps and dudes being paid to fucking hide in the fucking forest with a shotgun just waiting for someone to creep up on that shit.
Yeah, let's get rid of that. That's the part we should definitely get rid of.
That's probably... Burnouts that lived in the house behind the house in Cotati that were clearly growing.
I'm sure there are wealthy entrepreneurs now. Started a tech startup called Weedler.
That has to already exist.
I'm 99% sure it does.
Union Job Service here got a new sign. It's very Ooh. Exciting. Picked the right week to be out here. New fucking Union sign. Shit. Hopefully the update gift did not replace its sick fucking sign. Okay, no. They still got Goku up there on that sign.
Yep.
Sailor Moon up there.
You know, the two Japanese things.
Yeah. Hey, we want to let you know what we sell here. We got Goku's.
We got Sailor Moon.
We got Sailor Moon's. Probably got fucking PS1 Silvers in the back. Place on Clement Street, up the street from the old GameSpot office that sold fucking bootleg PS1 games. It's weird.
Probably not still there anymore, I'm
guessing.
No.
They just had this random assortment of games you've never heard of. Just like, ah, there's a bunch of weird Japanese shit burned onto fucking discs. Or, you know, discovered that they had it. They had, like, Tomb Raider 2 or something. We're buying a copy just to, like, because it was like, this can't be legit, right? This has to be, like, not actually this game on this disc or
right.
You know, some other fucked up shit. Like, no, they're just... Having a chat over there.
They're talking about weed and vaping.
Ah. Of course they are.
The key is to combine the two. Weed vaping.
Mm. I understand that's a thing that people do.
Yes. It's a lot easier on the lungs.
Hmm. That's something I remember, like, seeing, like, cops complain about that concept because they were like, we don't know if people are smoking weed on the street now because of the vapor. It's hard to, it's, you can't, we don't know. Like, all right. Well,
the smell's still kind of a dead giveaway, for one thing.
Yeah, like, there was the implication, like, yeah, they were, like, trying to imply that there was no scent. And I was like, that's not, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, unless there's a way to vape straight up like cannabis oil, I guess maybe that would be the way to do it. But
yeah,
if you're
people are doing that, aren't they?
I guess you probably could.
What was it? CBD? Is that what that is? CBD?
That sounds correct. Yeah. But if you vaporize like actual weed, it still has a smell to it. It's just not, one, it's not as potent as if you're just like smoking out of a joint or a bong or whatever. And it, you know, it's not smoke.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I remember the story I was reading. It was like, that was the one concern, which seemed like, who cares, whatever. The other one was like, hey, it's actually way harder for us to know if people are, like, if weed's going to be legal. It's going to be way harder for us to know if people are fucked up when they're driving. Because the way the testing is or whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, like, field testing for that stuff is not easy or possible or whatever it was.
I'm sure they will. The technology will catch up
right,
at some point.
Yeah, it's just like, well, that's. But we've got all these private prisons to fill.
Yeah. Got to keep that private prison industry going.
Yeah.
It's vital to the U.S. economy.
Got to keep making things on the cheap with prison labor, so, you know. Get over. Stop. I swear.
Make your move.
Yes, no, just be in both lanes. Why don't you?
My BMW requires the entire road.
Represent a woman that is faithful. Ladies, can I hear it? When a girl gets Cox, be a father to your child. Ed OG and the Bulldog want you to...
To my knowledge, I have no children. Were that to change, I would move to a foreign country and assume a different identity.
What about what Ed OG has to say here?
You know, Ed, I appreciate the advice. I really do. But, no.
All right.
And with that, I think we're going to close this out.
Yep. See y'all later.